Let me share this tool here. You'll like it. Probably seen one of these before. This, coincidentally, doesn't work because there's no power to it. Okay, and he said, stay in Jerusalem until you receive power from on high. So I plug it in, and now it's got power. But here's the kind of power it is. It's me. I'm not attached. That alignment. See, now the two become one. And the two become one in my words. What the Holy Spirit speaks is one word. And what I speak is the two. The two become one. So this, I give this to you. This won't cost extra. This is what it says in Hebrews 4:12. It says this. It says that the word of God, and I like the Amplified because it talks about a lot of other things. The word, and I don't have it memorized, but I know some of the words. The word of God is active, energized, full of power. Okay, but that word of God is the rhema word of God, the spoken word of God is really what it's saying. And so it's saying, we read it and it's a two-edged sword. That's what we read in English. The Greek word behind that word, it's not two-edged, it's two-mouthed. Here's what it is. It's like our language. In our language, we use this word smog, smoke plus fog, the two become one. So when Paul's writing, whoever wrote Hebrews is writing, they're using that, a combination word, dis plus stomos, the two become one, dis stomos. So dis means two, stomos means mouth. What the Holy Spirit spoke is one mouth. What I speak is the second mouth, the two become one. Now it is a sword, it's the sword of the Lord because I've come into alignment. That's why alignment is so important. He says, abide in me, my words abide in you. Now you ask, you declare whatever you will. So we'll do some declaring and whatever we will. Here's me. This is how I did it. I'm catching things like this. And when the Holy Spirit's teaching me on all these little jewels in his glory, I was up there in Portland working in the post office, and I'm out delivering the mail, and I'm interceding for the first time because I hadn't been walking with him. Now I'm interceding for other kinds of believers. And it was raining one of the days. Well, I didn't mind it. I was living in the desert. It was dry. But now the rain felt good. But on this particular day, it was a kind of a distraction. So I speak, and the Holy Spirit spoke these words, that Elijah is a man like yourself. He prayed that it might not rain, and it did not rain for 3.5 years. Well, I heard that, and I heard it radiating in here. See, this is where it was at. And it started rising up, and then I spoke. Well, and I didn't voice that out, but I said it within myself. I said, I'm a man like Elijah, but this is what I spoke. Rain, stop. And when I did that, it stopped raining in this 4 or 5 blocks where I'm delivering the mail. But it never rained that area, but everywhere else all around Portland, it rained. When I come back to the office of the Lord, do you get wet today? No. Well, how could you not? It just come down in torrential torrents. And so, well, it didn't rain where I was at. So I had that kind of conversation when people would ask me. I wouldn't tell them how it happened, but I'd tell them the results. So after 4 years of that, because that was, first time that happened, that was in like April, May of 2004, so now, April of 2008, here's this first level that the Holy Spirit wants to bring into what, how wise he is and how strong this wisdom and knowledge of his glory is. One of the ladies I worked with, I'm coming to work there's probably about this many people in there where I'm working. We got the manager and all the other people, they're getting all their gear together to go out and work. This lady says to me, she says, well, Larry, can you make it 70 degrees and sunny skies on Saturday? I said, I kind of laughed. I said, well, I'm not the weatherman. She said, well, you have that rain thingy that you do. And I'm thinking, wait a sec. I never even talked to her about some kind of rain thing. But so she had something that was true. Well, I'd already learned how to come into alignment or agreement. So I asked her directly. I says, is that what you want? And she says, yes. She says, I'd like it to be 70 degrees, sunny skies on Saturday because I'd like to mow my lawn. And I'm thinking, oh, okay. And so I says, okay, I'm in agreement. 70 degrees, sunny skies on Saturday. And I walked out of the office. And then I prayed. I said, Father, I declare that it's 70 degrees and sunny skies on Saturday. But I'm asking you that it will be cold and miserable and rainy every single day up to Saturday and every single day after. Right? And this is what it was. It was cold and miserable and rainy every single day. 39 degrees variation. And on that Saturday, it was 84 degrees, clear skies as far as you can see. And it's the very next day, Sunday, it was 39 degrees, cold and miserable. And it remained that for the whole rest of the month. Well, my mom and I, we were going to go visit my son who's on at the coast in Tillamook. And I'm sitting in the junior high at that time. I'm going to pick up my daughter and go out for lunch. And the secretary says this. Well, I hadn't even said a word. I'm just sitting there. See, the glory impacts other people without us knowing. I'm sitting there, and she says, I wish it would stop being so cold and miserable and rainy. And I said, well, this Saturday is going to be 70 degrees and sunny skies as far as you could see. She says, well, that would be nice. I said, I'm not going by nice. That's me. I'm not going by nice. So on Wednesday, my son calls up, and I tell him what I'm expecting. He said, well, Dad, yeah, I'm in agreement. So when my mom and I drove down, this is how the Holy Spirit is, just accurate. We drove down and we went all the way to the coast. It was exactly 70 degrees. It's exactly clear skies as far as you can see, all the way to Mount Hood, all the way down the coast, all the way farther. And I understand that Mary Lee was with her husband. They went down farther, a couple hundred miles farther. It was 70 degrees down there and it's clear skies as far as they can see. So this is my point on this. The Holy Spirit gave one word to one believer, and I just acted on that just like anybody else acts on what the Holy Spirit speaks. And for the entire month, for the entire weather, and the exact weather was exactly that. And it's like, well, wait a sec, Lord. So he's showing something here. And it's like, I knew I didn't do it, but I knew how to come into alignment. I connected with him. So if one person can connect with him in this knowledge of the glory, how much more could be affected within the body of Christ if we were connecting with what the Holy Spirit's saying? Yeah. We would be activating what he called us to do, a ministry of reconciliation, a ministry to restore his glory wherever we walk. So that's that refinement, learning how to talk in agreement with him. Assignment. Told you I wouldn't forget. Assignment. This is the assignment. And the assignment's ugly at first. Here's what the word says. Now, we quote these verses that we know, and they're true, but we miss really what he was really trying to pull up out of that and give to us. Here's what it says in Hosea 4:6. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But what kind of knowledge was that? Here's the word. See, it's the same word all the way through. The intimate experiences in Christ. My people are destroyed because they lack intimate experiences in Christ. Okay? So, that sounds good. Everybody quotes that one, but nobody quotes verse 1. And verse 1 comes before verse 6, and this is paraphrased what it says. There's no mercy, no truth, and no knowledge of God throughout the land. And this is what God says about that. He doesn't say, I'm not happy about that. This is what he says. I have a charge against you. You're in violation of probation. I added the probation part, but it's the same. If I was given a list, which is a probationary list, it wouldn't matter if I kept all 99% of it and I failed in one area, they'd haul me off. God is saying, I have a charge against you because there's no mercy, no truth, and no knowledge of God throughout the land. So it makes me feel like, well, Lord, what do I do? Because it's like, look at the land everywhere. That's where we're going to go to assignment. Look at the land everywhere. Because he didn't place me to be responsible over the whole land, only the realm he assigned me and appointed to me, a spiritual sphere, a domain. He says, King of Kings, well, we're kings of a kingdom. And so when he opens up a door, you go to the width, the length of that, the height of that, and the depth of that, the experience, what he's opened up. It's an open heaven into your life.